Good day, I'm John Sleggers. The recent snow and rains have helped push back some of the drought conditions in the state. DNR hydrologist Tim Hall says the rainfall has been good to see.
On the statewide average over the last 7 days, three times the normal rainfall for that 7 day period. And for the month of March, we're ahead of normal. And so those things are all reflected in the U.S. Drought Monitor this week.
Northeast Iowa remains the driest area of the state, but the picture is better than last week. Hall says it is good to see the dry weather turn around in March.
Every month that goes by between March and April and May and June, the monthly precipitation averages go up. So that's why it's really critical when we get above normal rainfall in March, because March is a pretty wet month, and even more so for April, and even more so for May.
The drought monitor shows the areas of the state not reporting any drought have gone from just more than 2% to now just under 10%. A Hinton area farmer has seen success with a couple of conservation practices. Dick Kaufman has been no-tilling his 160 acres for over 10 years when he enrolled in the USDA's Conservation Stewardship Program in 2015. In order to qualify for the program, he was urged to try cover crops on his farm. Even though the Conservation Stewardship Program expired 4 years ago, Kaufman still uses cover crops. He's found that both practices help control soil erosion and improve soil health. The Iowa House voted to let landowners seek a court ruling now on whether carbon pipeline developers qualify for the government's eminent domain authority to force unwilling property owners to let the pipeline on their land. Republican Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City says land is the original asset in Iowa, and an unjust taking of land without remedy is not only irritating, it's outrageous. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says it is disturbing that others are not hearing the pleas of landowners or the truth of their message about private property rights. The Iowa House has previously passed other proposals to set up pipeline regulations, but all have stalled in the state Senate. This week's deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge may have significant ripple effects in Iowa, as that Maryland port is a vital link in the supply chain for getting Iowa's commodities and a range of products to markets overseas. Iowa's U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he's concerned that as long as the port is blocked by the wreckage and out of commission, the effects will be widespread.
There's a lot of heavy manufacturing and even some grain leaving Iowa through the Baltimore port, so it's going to have a catastrophic impact on the economy.
Grassley says it is possible Iowa companies that need to ship their commodities or products overseas via the East Coast can use another port, but most of them are farther away, which could mean higher costs.
There's alternatives, but those alternatives, like Philadelphia, someplace in New Jersey, maybe New York, are possibilities, maybe even Charleston, South Carolina, but it's just going to be a detrimental impact, and it's not going to be short term.
It's still unclear how many people died when the bridge fell, perhaps six. Recovery operations are underway. There are calls for Congress to pass an emergency spending measure to pay for rebuilding the bridge, which collapsed early Tuesday. And the top Republican in the U.S. House says he'll push for approval of wartime funding for Ukraine when the House reconvenes in April. But Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Maryland, says she hasn't seen details of the package. Hinson says Vladimir Putin is a thug and a dictator, and the U.S. cannot let him win the war. Hinson met last week with the ambassadors from Poland and Ukraine, and Hinson says she's concerned the Ukraine war could spread into a wider conflict with our European allies in NATO. Hinson says any future U.S. aid to Ukraine should be limited to military assistance. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.